All right, Jobo said good morning. Let's begin. So we're going to pick up page 142. Let's actually begin in the section Atzlan. We read this paragraph yesterday, but let's just the natural place to start. Second paragraph, 142. Adam she'amar li'atzmo b'li lahargish ze'lo ha'ikar b'chayim. If a person says to himself, without any feeling, in other words, he can just make the statement that this, meaning Zrizos, is not an Iker v'chaim. Zrizos is not the most important thing in life. Hegdir es, or I should say, it's not an important thing in life. Hegdir es ha'ishios shalo acheres legamre. He has framed his entire personality in a dramatically different fashion. Hu higdir milamala umilamata. He has created a framework with who is above and who is below, meaning he's created a hierarchy. Hu higdir sha afar hayisod halom mitkadem. Hu yosar machria. He has determined that ultimately, again, the afar, which is the element, which is the yisod, ultimately that does not move forward, is more of the decisive factor within his personality. Thank you, Arsi. Thank you. Hulo movil barosh. Ultimately, again, he does not place ish or ish in the front. Meaning. But this is just a secondary statement. Remember, what the Ramchal of Kashtiel is saying over here is this idea that we make judgments and hierarchy decisions all of the time. So a person says, you know what, Zrizos is important, but it's not so important. Right? It's not the Iker b'chaim. It's not the most important thing. Well, understand, the way people work is when something is not the most important, often, over time, it simply becomes unimportant. He goes on, Achshav, atalo roesh ezek kolkach mazik. So remember, a person makes this statement, I hear that Zrizos is a value, I understand people say it's important, but for me, it's not the ikar, right? For me, there are other important things that I need to focus myself on. So when a person makes that statement initially, so the truth is, it's not going to be so damaging. Aval shetei, meaning, or I should say, you won't see any tangible damage. Aval sheteida shebeteva charuch tia hismodidus bein olam achomer lebein olam ha'arochim lo yel cha koach lachrias. So it's actually very interesting. But see that over time, beteva charuch means over time, over a sustained period of time, that will be this hismodidus between the olam hachomer and the olam ha'arachim. So the olam hachomer means the physical world. Olam ha'arachim means the world of my values. So let's say there are two worlds. There is the world outside of me, and there's the personal world ultimately that I create for myself. That's called the olam ha'arachim, the world of values, the world of hierarchies. So says Rav Kashtiel something amazing. He says that over time, there becomes, a person has to be careful and vigilant to maintain this value system and the hierarchy within his own personal world. Lo yelecha koach lehismodid, ki atoich lashta es hamerkazius shalaish. See, they will say, over time, a person will lose sight of the right values and right perspectives. Why? Because a person has decentralized the importance of the centrality of Aish. In other words, that a person over time, well, this is an amazing yisod. In other words, if I begin by saying Zrizos is important, but it's not so important. Right? It's not the ikar. What that statement ultimately does is that statement says that Adama is more important, or I should say Adam is more important than Ish. Or Adama is more important than Aish. When a person makes that statement, ultimately, again, he lessens the importance of the centrality of Aish. Remember, our entire spiritual life is rooted in Aish. It's all about Aish. He says, Shala olam haruchani amarta shezelo nora imhulo dominanti. What you said is, by going ahead and saying that Zrizos is not the ikar, right? Zrizos is not so important. Ultimately, you have taken away from the centrality of Aish, which is essentially you're saying that my spiritual life is not the dominant feature of my existence. Lo nora imhulo merkazi. It's not important if spirituality is not the center of my life. Lo nora muradum. It's not so important if spirituality is a little bit dormant. Mazel lo nora. What do you mean it's not important? Zosomeres lo kolkach hashuv. But this is amazing, by the way. You know, we do this all the time, just we do it subconsciously. When we make decisions about ultimately, again, what we're going to focus on and what we're not going to focus on, understand what we're really making a decision on is what's important in life, and by definition, what's unimportant in life. So if a person says, you know, it's Zrizos, it's not so important. Zrizos is not so important. I understand. Okay, and also remember, again, we have not even fully, really, totally defined the entire scope of Zrizos, because remember, we often relegate Zrizos to a behavioral pattern, right? That Zrizos is just reflective of how you do mitzvahs. So what we've begun to see is that Zrizos is much more. Zrizos is the behavioral mechanism through which one places importance on his identity as Ish over Adama. Zrizos is the mechanism by which I go ahead and say that my job in life is to be like a fire, reaching higher, growing, doing more. It doesn't matter how old, how young, where I am. I always have to be the Ish that's always lapping upwards. When a person says that Zrizos is important, but it's not so important, we'll talk about this a little bit more also in the parasha thought. But when a person says Zrizos is not so important, what they're essentially saying is that spirituality is not so important. Because they'll say, there is no ruchnios without Zrizos. Because Zrizos is a function of Eish, right? A fire. Fire is the aspect of Ish within man. Without fire, there's no spirituality. And without Zrizos, there's no fire. So if a person who says that Zrizos is not so important, really I'm not talking about Zrizos. Really what I'm saying is what? Ruchnius, spirituality is not so important. He goes on, he says, V'imzeh, lo kol kach chashuv, ata tishalim al zeh beribis. It's an interesting statement. And if I take the stance that spirituality is not so important, I will pay for that statement with interest. Which will say, means, in other words, that once I've made that statement, that spirituality is not so important, oy vavoy, what that opens the door to. And also, here's the scary part. Scary part is, no one of us would ever make that statement consciously. None of us would ever say spirituality is not important. But you know, we'll say, very often in life, we make all kinds of statements, they're just subconscious, or they're just nuanced. But again, here's a perfect example. A person says, Jesus is not so important. What's the big deal? I'm good in other areas. No, says Rav Kashdiel. If there's no Zrizos, by definition, there's no Ish, there's no spirituality. And if I know spirituality, I'm going to pay for that statement with interest. So remember, the next time where I have to make a decision between the values of my personal spiritual world and the general world, we'll say my spiritual world will have no koach if it's not fueled by Zrizos. If there is no Zrizos, then by definition, my own spiritual world, ultimately, again, will not have any level of real koach. Hulo chashuv, hulo merkazi, ultimately it's not important, it's not central. Hu kibel makel bagalgalim, ata ach lebal mashchis, ki ata ikdarto es hamivna ha'enoshi shalcha, milamalo umilamata mibirosh. We'll say, remember again, we struggled with the idea, Shlomo HaMelech said that the lazy person is the achu l'ish mashchis, he's the brother to the destroyer. And we thought those words were a little bit dramatic, because brother to the destroyer, I mean, because I don't have Zrizos, suddenly again I'm a brother to the Malach HaMavis, to the Satan, to the ish mashchis, a bit extreme. And I begin to understand it. Says Rav Kashdiel, no. Why? Because I've gone ahead and I've created my life in a way, and I've decided what's important, what's less important, what's on top, what's below. Tchilas hayitzia, bless you. Mea atzlos zelahavin shezumido shalila, kacha maschilin tavin shezelatov. We'll say the first step in being able to go ahead and distance myself from the midah of laziness. Because we'll say, remember again, in order to become zoris, I have to make sure that I'm not otso. In order to become, you know, a zoris individual, zrizos, I have to make sure that I've left the domain of laziness. How does one leave the domain of laziness? The first step is recognizing that laziness is the most horrific midah a person could possess. I must say, it sounds like a strange statement, right? Really, the most horrific midah a person could possess is laziness. Worse than being a murderer, an adulterer, a liar, a thief? And the answer is yes. Why? Because all of those are behaviors. And all of those behaviors stem because a person is otzel, because a person is lazy. When a person is spiritually lazy, there is no fuel to grow. When there is no fuel to grow, that's when all the door for all kinds of bad stuff happens. You know, also, this is a very important episode. Rav Soloveitchik writes about this in Al HaTshuva. The idea, sin does not happen in a vacuum. Sin is a result of a series of behaviors, but more importantly, sin is the result often of a lifestyle and of a certain hierarchy that a person has created for themselves. What the Ramchal posits is that sin is made possible through atzlos. This sin has been brought to you by atzlos, right? Meaning because, again, it's atzlos that ultimately paves the way. When a person is atzel, see, here's the difference. When a person is esh, right? When a person ultimately, again, is zoriz, so I'm always growing. If I'm always growing, that's where my kochos are directed. How do I grow? How do I advance? How do I move myself forward? If that's my mindset, then by definition, sin is not part of the framework or the equation. The moment, however, that I'm not in a growth mode, that I'm in an atzlos mode, that's when all type of stuff can creep in. So where there is atzlos, there is the capacity and ability for sin. Where there is esh and zrizos, it doesn't mean that sin never happens, but it means that my mindset is fundamentally different. He goes on, he says, so therefore the first step in becoming Zoris is the avoidance of Atzlos, and the first step in the avoidance of Atzlos is a recognition that Atzlos is horrible. That laziness is perhaps the worst midah that a person could possess. He says again, Lama ze lo tov? Why is it not good? Kize magdir es ha'ish yoshechatab of 143. Because at the end of the day, if a person is lazy, that frames the entirety of my personality. And I will say, I want to be clear, by the way. A person can say, well, I'm not lazy. I run 25 miles a day. Right? I exercise for 3.5 hours. I will say, that's good. That's not what we're talking about over here. Right? There are plenty of people that are not lazy when it comes to their career, that are not lazy when it comes to their pleasure. There are plenty of people that mamish, like, they'll be the first one at the ballpark, and they'll be the first one at the movies, and they'll be the first one at the gym. And those are good. Those are good midos also. But I will say, a person can be zaris in many other areas of life, but be profoundly spiritually lazy. The Ramchal is talking about over here that the first step to becoming a zaris ultimately is the avoidance of this atzlos, of this laziness. Because when a person is lazy, a person doesn't have a drive to move forward, then at the end of the day, ultimately, that frames my entire persona. All right, so stop over here for today. We'll pick up top of 143 on Monday. Sorry? Daf Yomi, that's right. That's right. I know, I can't speak to this group. No one here is awesome. They're tired. All tired, that's for sure.